to further answer a question that was brought forward last night by Sharon.
那我们一开始呢，先花很短的一点时间来继续答完昨天晚上我们查经的时候呢 ，Sharon 留下了一个我们没有答清楚的问题。
Sharon was wondering if the Lord Jesus knew of his mission before his baptism. Have I got your question right, Sharon?
That should be Chun's 没的问题 ，right?
对，是 Chun.
Yeah, should be Chun's another sister's question. But it's a good question. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it wasn't your. Oh no, you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.是昨天晚上。那问题是这样，就是耶稣在他受洗之前，他知不知道他的使命啊？因为受洗的时候说天开了，圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上。那有一个姊妹就觉得，是不是他在这之前圣灵没降下来，他都不知道他来干什么？
It's a good question.
这是非常好的一个问题。
Did Jesus know that he was the Christ?Before the Holy Spirit came down upon him at his baptism.
那耶稣知不知道他自己是那个至高者，是那个弥赛亚，在圣灵降下来之前，他知不知道呢？
It was a sign, we read, to John the Baptist.
因为我们当时的昨天的解释是，那这是对于施洗约翰在当时是一个异象和神迹，来印证他的。
As God had told John the Baptist that.The man that you see the Holy Spirit coming down from heaven and resting upon, that's the Messiah.
因为天父啊，就上帝告诉过施洗约翰，就如果你看见圣灵像鸽子一样降下落在哪个人的身上呢，那这个人就是那个弥赛亚。所以施洗约翰在等。
But the question was, did Jesus know beforehand?
那问题是呢，耶稣知不知道在这之前知不知道他是那个弥赛亚？
Last night we answered with the statement of the Lord Jesus. He said to John, before he was baptized, we must fulfill all righteousness.
因为我们昨天晚上回答是说耶稣跟施洗约翰说呢，他我们总是要尽诸般的义哈，因为他在这个施洗前，因为施洗约翰不说你不要来让我给你施洗，我要到你那里去。
But there's a scripture we find in Luke's Gospel chapter 2.
我们可以先看一段经文，就路加福音的二章。
And from verses 41 to verses 47.
路加福音的二章四十一节到四十七节。
The story is that the Lord Jesus went up to Jerusalem with his parents to a feast, the Passover.
那这个故事呢，是耶稣还是孩童的时候，跟他的父母呢，上到耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
And verse 42, it says he was 12 years of age.
42节呢，就是路加福音的二章42节说，他那个时候12岁。
That's the age when Jewish boys are recognized as a man.
12岁呢是犹太的男孩呢被认可或者大家承认他是一个男人的一个起点。
And so in verse 43 we read that the feast days were finished, the parents began to go back to their home in Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind.
那43节讲到呢，后面当他过节过完了，他们回去的时候呢，父母已经走了，但是孩子还留在耶路撒冷。
In verse 44, it says that they supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances, but didn't find him.
那四十四节说，父母就以为他在同行的人中间，走了一天的路，就在亲族和熟识的人中找他，就找不着。
So they returned to Jerusalem seeking him.
就回耶路撒冷去找他。
And so after I've got a New King James here. Maybe if you could read verse 46, please.
46.
Yes.
After 3 days.
46 and 47.
Yeah. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
Thank you. So, the, it was appropriate for him as a young man to listen and to ask questions. He wasn't teaching. Notice.
所以, 46和 47节 是我们刚才读的, 长老说呢, 对于一个孩子来说呢, 比较合适的是坐在那听, 但是呢, 他在那教, 他坐在那里教。
And it also says they were astonished at his answers.
然后呢, 大家都很惊奇他的应对。
In other words, they were asking him questions and they were astonished at his answer, but he didn't set himself up as a teacher yet.
所以他虽然没有把自己摆在一个正式的老师的位置, 但是你会看见当时的人已经开始在问他问题, 而且对他的回答表示很惊奇。
And they were astonished and amazed at this young man.
都很稀奇他的应对和聪明。
But then it goes on there in verse 48 and 49, if you'd please read that.
那48和49节哈，我帮大家读英文哈，大家自己看中文。 When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. Why were you searching for me?" He asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?"
In my father's house?
Yeah.
Oh. The literal translation there is, "I must be about my father's business," is what the literal translation is.
That's for Chinese translation, is business.
Yeah, business, yes.
所以这个我们 用的英文版本是 NIV 的版本，那更准确的版本应该是那个 New King James or King James 英王钦定本，然后我们中文的版本是很准确，是直接和英王钦定本都是从原文。
Again, the New International will let you down.
所以他说呢，原文应该是以我父的事为念，事啊，不是家。他这个 NIV 翻的是家。Well,
the important thing is here that he calls his father my father.
因为很重要的是，这里他管天父叫我父。Now
to the Jew. That meant one thing, that he was made God his father, making himself equal with God.
所以对于犹太人来说呢，这句话其实就意味着一个事情，他把自己称作上帝的圣子，那就等同于神了。
Turn to John chapter 10.
我们看一下约翰福音的十章。
And verse 29.
十章的29节。
Would you read verse 29 down to verse 33?
John 10:29.
Yeah. Okay.
十章的约翰福音十章的二十九到三十三节，我帮大家读中文啊，大家看一，我帮大家读英文，大家自己看中文。 My father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my father's hand. I and the father are one. Again, the Jews pick up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God."
So the Jews understood what that meant.
因为犹太人知道这个称谓是什么意思。
When he told his mother and his father and Joseph that I must be about my father's business, that meant he was saying that he was equal with God. He was God himself.
所以当他和他的父母说我要以我的父的事为念，他指着上帝称为他的父，其实他就已经说明他是谁了。So
he knew who he was before he knew who he was before he came to his baptism.
所以这就回答了那个问题，他在受洗前，他在给那个施洗约翰给他施洗前，他是知道他是谁的。
So maybe on another Wednesday night we'll explore the development of this child how, as he was born the Son of God, how much did he understand? So was his development normal as a normal child in every way?
And yet, 也许我们哪一天的周三的晚上呢，我们可以继续这个话题来看一下耶稣从孩子成长到他服侍，他这个成长过程是不是和普通的孩子一样？ 我们可以来一起查考一下。
I'm sorry I took so wrong here.
Oh,
don't know.
It's okay. 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 我们一起,
I guess we will, now that Eric Dunn will plug in, and then I guess it will come up again. Or did it turn itself off?
Probably.
Well, good morning.
早上好。
We are glad that we are able to join with you this morning.
非常高兴能跟大家到一起来学习。
And the topic that I would like us to think about this morning is that God is faithful.
那今天早上我希望跟大家分享的话题是神是信实的。
In the book of Deuteronomy,
那第一段经文是, 生命记,
in chapter 7,
旧约的第, 第五卷书七章,
There are many verses in the Bible that tell us about God's faithfulness.
有很多圣经的经文告诉我们呢，关于神的信实。
And there are many illustrations in the Bible that show how God has been faithful to his people.
那圣经有很多的解释来告诉我们, 神是如何的向他的子民信实的。
This is one of those verses that helps us to see that.
这是当中的一个经文让我们能够明白这一点。
Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
所以你要知道耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神，像爱他守他诫命的人守约，施慈爱直到千代，生命记七章九节。
There is a big contrast between what God is like and what the average person is like.
有一个非常大的对比，的比较就是人是怎么样和神是怎么样，有一个非常大的落差。The
Bible says many people claim to be faithful.
圣经说呢，很多人自称是很信实的。But
where can we find a faithful person?
他说是我们在地上找得到一个义人，一个信实的守约的人吗？
As we take a look around Vancouver, there are many, 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 many unfaithful people.
如果我们四周抬头一看，温哥华，我们看见很多很多很多很多不信实的人，不守约的人。But
God is not like the people. God is faithful.
但神不像人呢，神是信实的。And
we see his faithfulness because it is not only to one person, but it continues on even to our children and our children's children.
所以你会看见神的信实不只是施恩给他的，就是这一代的人，他会延绵到他的后代，他的孩子的孩子。We
can see this with the people of Israel that God had chosen 4,000 years ago.
我们看见犹太人，那以色列人，神是4000年前拣选他们的。
And his faithfulness to them even though they were unfaithful.
所以上帝对他们是很信实的，即使以色列人自己是不守约的。
And we can see it especially as this verse says, for those who love God, we can see even more clearly his faithfulness.
所以尤其这节经文讲对那些爱神守他诫命的人，我们看见神的这个信实就更加清晰了。Because
it is easy to bless obedient children.
因为这是非常容易我们去祝福一个顺服的孩子，比较容易。
But it is difficult to bless disobedient children.
但是祝福一个不顺服的孩子就比较难了。
So, let us look at, some words that are similar or help us to define, what faithfulness is.
让我们一起来了解一些定义，来让我们更好的明白信实什么意思。
When I looked up in a book like what Mr. Peterson is looking at right now, in Concordance, and looked what the word in the original Hebrew says, that this word could be also translated with the idea of being sure.
如果我查一些参考的书，比如说一些索引，来看最初的希伯来的这个词，信实这个词，它还可能会包含哪一些意思呢？那第一就是确实。
And that he is trustworthy.
第二呢，他是可信赖的。
And that he is reliable.
他是可倚靠的。
When God says that he will do something, we can trust that he will do what he has said.
如果上帝说他要做什么呢？那我们总是可以相信他，他就是能做的。
We see that in God's character.
那我们看见了，这是在神的这个本性里面。
The Bible says God does not change.
圣经说呢，神从不改变。
And since he has been faithful in the past, he continues to be faithful all the time.
因为他是在过去是信实，那他必在永远也是信实。
Another verse that helps us to see his faithfulness is found in Psalm 145.
那另外一个经文能让我们理解这个信实是在诗篇的145篇13节。
And we will read at verse 13.
诗篇145篇13节。
Psalm 145 and verse 13.
诗篇145篇13节。
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations.
你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄存到万代。
The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works.
神是在他所有的话语里面都是信实的，在他所有的行为里面都是慈爱的。
Because God rules all the time, he is able to be faithful.
那神在一切的时间里他是掌权的，所以他的话是诚实的。
Maybe we can see that in a government, that a government might make promises, and then that after a time they are no longer in, somebody else was voted in, and they are no longer there to be able to finish fulfilling those promises.
那我们可以看一个国家的政府，那比方说呢，这一任掌权的，那他会做一些承诺。但是呢，因着选举呢，他们过一阵呢，他们被选下去了，然后又选上来一个掌权，他们就不会去继续他以前那一任的一些承诺了。
But because God is in control of everything and He continues on forever, He is able to work everything out to accomplish what He has purpose to do.
但是神是掌权到永远的，所以他会一直持守他原来所做的一切的承诺，直到未来他一定要成就。
And so at the end of this verse where it says, the Lord is faithful in all his words, he, when he says something, that is what he does.
所以神是在他一切的话语里和工作里是信实的。
Another verse is found in Isaiah and chapter 25.
以赛亚书25章，旧约的以赛亚书。25章。
Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 1.
第一节，以赛亚书25章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure.
耶和华，你是我的神，我要尊崇你，我要称赞你的名，因为你以忠信诚实行过奇妙的事，成就你古时所定的。以赛亚书25章1节。
Isaiah was a prophet.
以赛亚是一个先知。
He was a man who heard from God and then told the people what God was saying.
他是那一位呢，从神的听见，然后又把神的话传给民众的那一位。
And Isaiah studied the scriptures that were before him.
所以以赛亚也会去学习在他之前所留下的圣经的部分。
And as Isaiah looked at what God had promised long ago, he was seeing how God was fulfilling what he promised in the past.
所以当以赛亚去看见神已经在他之前时代里面所留下的预言已经成就的那些呢部分以后呢，以赛亚会很相信神一定会在未来成就通过以赛亚要说的那些预言。
Eric, do you want to help us break? Oh, there we go. I'm not sure. Is the cable a little bit tight or something? I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
It's okay.
Sorry for the technical difficulties.
You got the wrong guy doing this here.
Is it maybe? I wonder if it's my connection.
I think. Where?
Do you think it's falling out?
Oh, yeah. It's on.
I think it's more. I'm not sure.
We are very happy for your servant attitude, too. So thank you.
Well, you didn't talk about my sloppy attitude.
we'll continue on while we have this.
Okay, gracious.
What we will do is we will get another cable that will be longer in the future, and then it won't be so tight.
That end, okay. There might be something wrong with that end too. Okay. I noticed it was kind of narrow.
Okay.
I'll get another one from upstairs.
So, unlike the cable that we are using, the cable is not faithful.
所以不像这个我们用的这条线啊，这条线是不信实的。
So it is helping us to illustrate that the cable is not faithful, but God is faithful.
对，这很好的让我们明白神是信实的，神不会出现这种状况，但是这个线是不信实的。
And as Isaiah received from God his word, then he saw how God was also faithful to what he had said to Isaiah that God was bringing.
所以正是因为以赛亚已经看见了在他之前历史上古时所成就的神所成就那些事，他就对未来特别有信心。
Another verse in
帖撒罗尼迦前书
First Thessalonians
帖前新约的帖前五章二十四节。
Eric's coming with another one here. We'll 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十四节。
It's about the same length, huh?
That's a little longer.
Okay, so this will, hopefully we'll have a faithful cable now.
Thank you.
Oh, that looks better.
That is better, yeah.
That's better.
Thank you. Very much. Very well done.
So all these verses that we are looking at are saying basically the same thing.
所以我们这些看见的经文都在讲一个事情。
It is God who calls people to himself.
就是上帝把人召到他面前来。
And he wants us to realize that he is the best one for us to come to.
他要是我们意识到呢，其实他是那一个我们在一切困难里最最需要到他面前去。
And the verse says, "He who calls you is faithful."
所以这个经文说呢，那招你们的本是信实的。
He will surely do it.
他必成就这事。
So what he has promised to the believer, he will fulfill.
所以他给他的信徒所承诺的事呢，他是一定会成就的。
And you have probably heard the verse in Romans where it says, God works everything out for the good of those who love him.
所以我们都知道罗马书说神为爱他的人所预备的都是好的。
Those who reject him, it is difficult for him to give the promises to them.
对于那些拒绝他的人，神给留给他们的总是困难。
Actually, I should not put it like that because God has promised that those who reject him, those who do not listen to him, he will have to give them punishment.
It's God's promise, right?
Yes. Yeah.
所以神的应许另外的一面就是对于拒绝的在罪留在罪中的人呢，那神的应许就是惩罚。
So he is faithful in that those who continue in disobedience will receive his punishment.
所以那个持续在悖逆里的呢，那总是会面临审判。
So for those who love him, he is faithful, and those who are disobedient and reject him, he is also faithful to them in what he has promised.
所以对于那些爱他的呢，他是信实的；对于那些拒绝的悖逆的，他也是信实的。
God will do what he has said or what he has promised.
所以上帝会做啊，他已经说过和承诺的事情，他一定会做的。
God has made many promises.
上帝在圣经里面给了很多的应许。
As you go through the Bible, as you read, you can look for these promises, and you will see that there are many promises that God has made.
如果你仔细查考圣经呢，你会找到这当中上帝说过的很多应许。
Joshua, after he had led the children of Israel into the land of Canaan, into the promised land, he recalled what God had done.
所以当耶稣亚带着以色列人进到那个迦南地的时候呢，耶稣亚就把神所做的事情就记下来了。
And he reminded the people that none of all of the promises that God has made have failed.
他就用这些事来提醒那些民众，所有上帝承诺的他都做到了。我们来看
Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8 says,
生命记的31章8节。
It is the Lord that goes before you.
31章八节，生命记旧约31章八节。
He will be with you, he will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed.
生命记31章八节，耶和华对约书亚说，耶和华必在你面前，你前面行，他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
As God led the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt and then brought them into the promised land.
当上帝把犹太人从奴隶的埃及的状态下带出来，要进到那个应许地的时候。
It was easy when they had arrived in the promised land to look back.
这个非常容易啊，当他们已经到了迦南地往回看的时候容易。
And to see all the good things that God had done.
去看那个上帝已经做了这美好的一切美好的事。
But when they first heard from God, and he told them that he would take them out of the land of slavery, out of Egypt, it was difficult for them to understand how God would do that.
但是当他们刚刚听到上帝要做这些事的时候，就非常难以理解的。
And so also for us, we read God's promises and he has told us what he wants to do in our lives.
就我们也是一样，我们去读到神的很多应许，他告诉我们他要在我们生命当中要做的事情。
And like the children of Israel, we might be afraid of what is in front of us.
那我们一样的会和当时的犹太的犹太那些人一样，我们会很害怕。
Like the children of Israel, they were afraid. How would they be able to cross the Red Sea when it is a big body of water and deep?
然后犹太孩子们就会害怕说，我们怎么可能去过这个红海呢？这个这么深的红海。
And they had the armies of Egypt coming after them to capture them again.
然后身后是埃及的追兵已经到了，要来追他们。
But God opened up the water and he made a way for the children of Israel to go across.
但是上帝呢，分开了红海，在海底给他们开了一条路出来。
And then when the Egyptian army came and went in the same place, then God brought the water back and drowned the soldiers from Egypt, but the children of Israel were on the other side safe.
所以当埃及的追兵上来的时候呢，上帝就让这个海水又合起来了。然后冲走了所有的埃及的追兵，犹太人就在海的对面了。
This is true history that we have in the Bible.
这是我们在圣经里了解到真实的历史。
And so we can use that as an illustration to help us to understand how God.